think I've already lost you. I think you're already gone. I think I'm finally scared now. You think I'm weak. I think you're wrong.
Well, I remember that's part of the reason why beta failed that, and I've actually found out that the format that gets chosen is actually due to the porn industry.
Yeah. Porn industry has
I was going to say Disney.
No, actually,
because I don't remember
there's a second choice.
Beta Max Disney.
The porn industry chose VHS.
It's first is porn, and then second is Disney.
Yeah.
And obviously Disney follows the porn industry on, but it's cheaper to put porn on VHS, so.
Yeah, that's why beta failed.
And that's why they also picked Blu-rays. It was cheaper to produce Blu-rays than it was HD DVDs.
What's up, guys? This is Loach from the Geek Out Heroes. I am with
Josiah,
Miles,
and as you can tell, Vargo is not here. When you're gone, the pieces of my heart are missing you. Or Anderson, they're both dying.
Yeah, we'll see how much of a shit show this turns out to be.
I think it's going to be an awesome shit show. I think it will be the best podcast we'll ever have.
Might be one. Well, I would say it would be one of the shorter ones, but Vargo sent me a huge fucking list.
Well, it depends. Anderson's not here to interrupt Josiah constantly, so I think it should be going smooth.
Yeah, that'll be nice. At least this way I won't have to sit there and not think.
Fight back murderous thoughts.
That was one of those, had he done it one more time, we'd have been picking up his teeth out of the carpet.
Well, anything in particular you guys want to bring up before I go through this massive list?
This massive, humongous list.
There was a thing I was telling you guys about, the Dawn of War 3 pre-order bonus. It comes with a couple of skins, and everybody's freaking out about, you know, cosmetic DLC being the cancer.
Dawn of War.
Yeah, I've never played Dawn of War. Is that RTS?
Yeah.
That's PC only,
I imagine.
Yeah, they're actually really good games. Like, I'm a huge 40K fan, so that's...
Oh, it's part of the Warhammer series, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was that.
But anyways, everybody's flipping out. They're like, oh my god, pre-order DLC.
More hats!
they treat it like it's the worst thing ever, and I'm like, do you guys...
Wait, the worst?
Not remember,
they weren't excited?
Yeah, like everybody's pissed off. I'm like, do you guys not remember that pre-order bonuses are a thing? Like, you get it for...
You get rid of the shit anyway later on. It doesn't even, like, it's like the pre-order bonus for, what was it, Division?
Well, they're skins. They affect nothing.
Yeah.
Division was terrible.
Yeah, they gave you,
that's
like,
majority of
what, you had it for, like, a whole 5 minutes?
You had, like, two weapons that were worth a damn for a while, and then by, like, level 7, you were like, yeah, this is garbage.
I was going to say, because I think I hung on to the assault rifle until, like, level 6, and the shotgun until 8.
I don't even think I held on to it then.
Yeah, I mean, like...
I think I hit level 2 and I got something better.
Yeah, but you got lucky with your drops.
That's true.
Speaking of which, I called it, by the way, so fuck you.
Called what?
Destiny's new update is bringing back all the old raids.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Vault Glass.
Wait, so you couldn't do the Vault Glass? Like, now? You can't? I didn't know that.
You can still go back. It's just they're bringing in updated loot.
Oh, for those raids.
I'm going to get my Fatebringer back.
You hope.
And everybody else can suck it.
Well,
so.
Yeah, but that's if you get your balls out of Mass Effect.
I'm going to play Vargo's Devil Advocate, but why? The game's gonna, it's like, it's gonna be out in a little bit. You can do it for no reason.
God damn it. One podcast. We can't even go one podcast without having Vargo's voice right here.
Yeah.
Like, I've been tempted to try to get the expansion so I can play with you guys, but I mean, I'm really not fucking sweating it now since
2 will probably be out by.
I understand why you're not gonna do it, because you don't have the expansions, whereas we have them. So.
Right, but I didn't have them at first either, but I got rid of No Man's Sky because of, well. The way that started.
I still haven't been back on there since.
Actually, I went back on there the other day. There's a fucking shitload.
Too little, too late. I'm sorry for all we suffered through in 6 months of silence. No. They got my $60. That's...
I got my gameplay out of it. You know, I'm not... I mean, I was disappointed, but I mean, ultimately...
We talked about this before, because it's the same thing for me. I put my time in.
Yeah.
And I don't feel too ripped off. It's just... 6 months of silence on things that they needed to fix, and then all of a sudden, hey guys, here's the thing, you can build bases, we're not going to acknowledge the last 6 months.
Yeah,
right.
I get that and all, but at least they made an effort.
Yeah.
It could have just not been fixed, period. And they could have just taken our money and ran.
For a new IP, like, I could sit there and be patient with it, but like I said, I still haven't been back on there.
I got back on there yesterday, dude. There was a fucking shit ton of stuff. Now they have vehicles.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
there's like three different types you can build now. Makos. Yeah, there's three Makos. You can share your station so other people can visit it and drop stuff off. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of cool. It sounds like it's getting to where we want it, where it should have been. I give it that.
Until we can be pirates, I won't buy that game again.
Watch the next fucking update. Do you want to be a pirate? Fuck!
True multiplayer,
God damn it.
Well, like, even the ships that you could take down, you could loot, like, were almost pointless to do. Like, it was kind of cool once or twice, but...
Yeah, but the new modes are actually pretty... Like, survival mode is no fucking joke.
I imagine.
Survival mode is no joke on any...
Yeah, but I didn't expect to all of a sudden, like, walking in there and getting my balls handed
to me. New Vegas. Like, it really wasn't that difficult. Like, the worst thing is that ammo weighs something.
Yeah. I was gonna say, that was really the only...
You can't go fucking arm to the teeth everywhere you go.
You couldn't. I mean, I only carried one gun and probably 30 tons of ammo.
Yeah, pretty much as long as I had my Gauss rifle, I was pretty much good to go. Gauss rifle and hand grenades.
Yep.
That's fair.
I was gonna say, that's... A typical loadout for a Fallout game anyways.
Shotgun.
Yep. I was going to say shotgun, Gauss rifle, and then hand grenades, and then you put a shit ton of points in a sneak.
Shotgun, especially in Fallout 4. Like, because limb damage is off the fucking charts in Fallout 4.
Yeah, you get one that does extra limb damage and just aim for legs. That game's done. This is something I actually wanted to talk to you about. What do you think of the new Mass Effect trailer?
I didn't watch it. I've seen
good
so
talk.
Much.
Oh, I'm the only one that's.
I've seen so much gameplay already, and you know, granted, they really haven't released much as far as story goes. I mean, maybe this trailer's a different setup for that, but
they showed them a new makeup.
But ultimately, I don't want to see it anymore. You know, I mean, it's like the movie trailers nowadays. Like, let me experience the fucking game when it comes out.
Look, they didn't really.
I'm
show
already
off.
Sold.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't show off anything new. I just wanted to see it because, you know, anything new is cool. And,
right.
You know, obviously, we're both pretty excited for the game to come out.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, yeah.
It's what this upcoming Tuesday, isn't it?
No, it's
next
week.
Two
damn
weeks. No, wait. It is this Tuesday. I thought.
No. It's not, because if it was, I would be quitting my job. Because I'm going to be in Nebraska on
I don't
Tuesday.
Think your girlfriend would appreciate that.
I'll find a new one.
Before she found out. I'll just
trade these in. I'm going to draw two new cards.
The thing that was disappointing, and this is kind of a trend I've noticed in gaming advertising, they went from really cool, like, epic orchestral music to, let's just throw a rap song on it.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Kind of like the Assassin's Creed movie trailer?
Yes, because you were...
That shit annoyed the fuck out of me.
The funny thing is everybody thought it was Kanye. It wasn't.
No, it was...
It was Wiz Khalifa.
That's because it sounds like Kanye.
Yeah,
it's
which
all
is,
garbage.
It's
anyways.
All garbage. It wasn't
he
true hip-hop.
Probably taking credit for it anyways.
Probably.
right.
Voice of a Generation.
I was just disappointed because you were...
I'm going to sell my
awesome
ideas.
Cool, like the Mass Effect 2 and 3 trailers were with the, you know, the really awesome orchestral soundtrack.
Yeah.
And then you get into this one, it's like, oh, a song that was popular 3 years ago.
Right. I mean, it's just like seeing everything having like Queen and Beastie Boys in trailers nowadays. I'm actually a little surprised when I see something new come out and it doesn't have one of those, basically,
right.
Or White Stripes. You know, I'm like, don't get me wrong.
I'm okay with the Beastie
Boys.
These
are great songs to use in trailers, but you gotta change it up a little bit.
At least Beastie Boys made sense because it was Guardians of the Galaxy and they used Intergalactic, wasn't it?
No, that was Star Trek. Star Trek used Beastie Boys. And they're frustrated. It was Intergalactic.
I've heard Beastie Boys, I think, do a game trailer not that long ago.
The last time I saw a Beastie Boys
and a movie trailer,
I heard a Beastie Boys song in there. It was
I've heard more.
It was Sabotage.
Yeah,
Sabotage. For Star Trek, and it was in both movies. One, it was in the trailer, and then the second movie, it was during the part where, what is it? The multiple, like. Mini ships that were attacking.
Gotcha. Yeah,
and that's how they
swarm.
Destroyed them because they started playing Sabotage over a radio frequency and it just.
Yeah, that's right. That was actually
was fucking,
in the goddamn
and
movie.
It was fucking amazing.
But that's different though.
Was
that's in the movie.
One?
Yeah, it was in Beyond.
This is the newest one.
Yeah, thanks for the spoilers, ass.
I thought you'd seen it.
No.
Not really giving anything
you're
away.
You're not getting it, yeah.
I'm still just yelling at him anyways.
No.
By all means.
Fuck you.
But so, new trailer was just shit because of the music.
That's the thing that really annoys me because it was a good trailer.
Yeah.
about soundtrack.
I didn't remember.
Did it have the male or the female?
Had both, actually.
Shepherd. Oh, yeah.
Saw Shepherd.
It kind of is. I'm actually going to do one of each.
Yeah.
Just because they've said that there's... I mean, there's already a difference between male and female Shepherd, but there's going to be bigger differences between...
The way they were making it sound was like you were going to switch between them. But, I mean, who the fuck knows?
I'm going to be balls deep in MLB The Show 17, so it doesn't even matter.
Which will be weird. Does Madden know that you're planning on cheating on it?
Oh, dude, I cheat on that motherfucker. You know
Mass Effect's EA, right?
I might get my...
Probably. Speaking of Horizon Zero Dawn, I beat the game. I put a fuck ton of hours into
it. Fuck yeah, you did.
I didn't explore everything. I didn't get, like, all the data points, because there's a fuck ton of data points, vast majority of which will be in the story, so don't sweat yourself too much, because you'll see a big gap where, like, I'm not getting any of these fucking things.
I was going to say, like, looking at the screen, it's like you get one or two, and then there's, like, seven or eight that are missing. Yeah. You get, like,
Horizon Zero Dawn, Colorado Springs Edition.
Yeah, it all takes place roughly Colorado. But, yeah, you'll get, like, 90% of those in just the story. And they're actually pretty interesting. I have a hard time sitting there reading the really fucking long-ass ones. So I'm like, that's nice, bye. Like, if it's an audio log, I can sit there and listen to it. But
I did think it was kind of cool that when you find the metal flowers, if you actually go read the descriptions, it's little pieces of a poem.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, it's like the first ones are like little sections of code, and if you sit there and read all of them and put them together, it's a big poem.
I was laughing at some of the coffee mugs.
Yeah, that's
pretty good. I was like, they put this in there.
Especially the vendor that wants to buy it from you. Yeah. He thinks they're part of a
ceremonial
ritual.
Yeah, shaving ritual. They're like three of them, soap, one for rinsing.
I love how it has to be audio for you to actually pay attention. It's like, I read at a fourth grade level.
Actually,
dude, I can outread most people. I get bored.
The thing is, for me at least, when it comes to video games, I don't play games to read.
Exactly.
Kill things.
Yeah.
And I also that game is just so goddamn pretty.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to stare at a fucking text for 30 minutes. Because some of those, especially the book ones, are fucking huge.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sure you guys put a lot of time and thought into making this. They're like, but I'm not going to read it.
It's like any time you picked up a book in Skyrim, you go like two pages in and you're like, wow, this is an actual book.
Yeah. I'm like, did it give me a skill point? No.
You see your character actually just...
Or like, wasn't it Oblivion? You actually had to turn all the pages in order to get the skill point, right? I was like, fuck, flip.
I was like, sitting there just hammering.
What was it, Assassin's Creed? I'd start reading all the on Assassin's Creed 3.
I stopped reading all the Assassin's Creed stuff, I think, after 2 or 3.
Yeah, but 3 was fucking hysterical, because if you read it, it's like sarcastic as shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Throughout it. I thought it was funny as hell, because I was like, I don't want to read this.
They wound up putting so many fucking data points, I just didn't want to fucking bother.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
too much.
Yeah, I was reading it, and I was like, this is fucking
boring. Like, plus, Assassin's Creed was always that thin line between like truth and complete fucking fiction.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm gonna wind up believing that these
half
people
the
are
shit,
like this.
Half the shit is real.
It's gonna be the History Channel for me. Aliens fucking exist, man, I'm telling you.
With Black Flag, now half of the famous pirates are women.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Captain Kidd.
Yeah.
It's not a spoiler, it's been out for a while.
fuck!
Without giving anything away, I was perfectly content with the ending. Until the after credits scene. And then I was conflicted. I still liked it, but I'm like, God damn it, you couldn't just leave me on this note. Right? So
that means it's probably gonna piss me off then.
Maybe. Like, it's really bipolar. It's a bipolar ending.
It's a bipolar ending.
Like, I'm happy with it in a lot of ways, and I'm kind of disappointed in some.
Alright, so here's the one question that I'm gonna ask about it, and then that's it. Does it leave it open for more?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know, because I really...
Where exactly they're going to go with it, I don't know.
Montana?
Well, the thing is, I really like the world that they've built.
They're going to go to California.
We were talking about this last week. I said, you know, I really like the setting and everything. Now that I've gotten to explore it a little bit more, this is fucking great.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who came up with this, but it's fucking awesome. I want
to
give them, like...
It's going to explore California, and it's just broken off. You have to actually swim to it.
There's long fucking credits, too. It was more than half an hour worth of credits.
Jesus.
Yeah, because I was like, well, some games I'll sit there and skip through it, right? And it does give you the skip option, but I'm like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, sometimes
I don't
want
to miss anything.
Yeah, but sometimes they also let you, like, when you watch through the credits, they give you, like, some bonus fucking thing.
Well,
thanks for, like, watching the credits.
Or... Yeah.
It's PlayStation. I don't really care about that since all that points. I did all my obsessive point collecting on Xbox, which I don't even bother with anymore. Most of the time, like every once in a while, I'll go out of my way.
I logged into my Xbox One and started playing Killer Instinct last night, and it was like diamond achievement. It's like, what the fuck? I didn't do anything. Like,
and as far as changing my impression of the game, it really doesn't. Like, it's still fucking amazing. I haven't gone back into it. Like, it gives you kind of not New Game Plus, but it gives you open world after you complete it, and it puts you right before the final mission. So you can go around and you get to keep all those things you looted.
Nice.
So I could go back in, find all the data points and stuff like that, but like I said, I don't really give a shit. So, but it's a really fun game. I don't know if they're going to do any kind of DLC for it, though. I would like to see some, but
there was no season
where
pass.
It kind of winds up, I don't see it happening.
Alright. So, I mean, I'll probably end up keeping it. I mean, it's a fun game. It's
fucking gorgeous.
How much replay value does it have, like, once you beat the game and then...
It's just kind of like Shadows of Mordor. Like, really, it's just good for the one go through and you're done.
Right. Well, that's
one and done.
Winning, but I mean, Shadows of Mordor, I hung on to, but
it got my hours of gameplay. It gave me a really good story, so I'm fine with it being one and done. Do I wish more games had like legitimate play replay value? Yeah, absolutely. But I think achievements actually kind of ruined that for the most part.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I don't have any reason to go back through this. And like, I can't enjoy it because I'm not, achieving anything.
I was going to say, I really miss games that have that New Game Plus option.
Batman.
Batman
had those.
Batman still does it, as far as I'm aware.
The Batman Arkham series, yeah.
I don't think I did the last one.
Yeah,
I always liked
it. I had the Plus one.
Being able to go through, like, the early levels with the really high power levels.
Just whoop ass.
Stomp on everyone.
Well, I think even Far Cry did that, didn't they? Far Cry 3? Like, you go through, beat it, and then you can go back with all your abilities.
Yeah, that's right, which made the game ridiculously easy.
Yeah, because you start off with a fucking wingsuit, you just fly around.
Star Wars Force Unleashed did, too.
Yeah, but those games were...
Yeah. But those ones actually gave you reward for going back through it, though, too. It encouraged replay.
Oh, yeah.
Because you weren't going to max out for your first play there.
Yeah, they also had two endings.
Those
things that you had to have abilities from later in the game.
Plus all the DLC they released where, what is it, if you turned, you went and killed Luke before Luke left Hoth was one of the DLCs. I remember that.
I thought you fought him anyways.
No, not in the actual main story of the game.
I don't remember.
No, because in the main story of the game, if you pick joining the light side,
you're right, though. I think
you were killed. You were killed off, or you were supposedly killed, and then I don't remember. I didn't play through the second time, but I know one of the DLCs, you were full like Sith gear. You were full on Sith, and you went after Luke at Hoth.
All I remember was having issues with those games.
I loved them.
They're a little bit like
the controls are wonky.
Yeah, like I tried to revisit because it was one of the free games for Xbox's 360, whatever. Yeah, I remember it being easier to control on the 360,
yeah,
but I think
it's
just because I got used to it then.
Yeah.
And I didn't get used to it again now.
Yeah,
I'm like
wonky as shit.
You know, like using sticks to like barely move anything. Like, this is fucking annoying.
Yeah, it's wonky.
Like, it's still cool, but
it's really
like,
wonky.
I
don't
just
know
throw
why.
People everywhere.
No, I tried playing it the other day because it comes with all the DLC too, I believe.
Yeah.
That's another thing that I really appreciate for Disney buying all the Star Wars. They said that one doesn't count. They're all like, yeah, it's cool. The games are fun. But this interferes way too much with the actual story, so...
Well, yeah, I mean... yeah, Starkiller actually existed. Like, he would be a bigger badass than most of the fucking movie.
Yeah, because the second one ends with either you killing the Emperor or Darth Vader. If I remember correctly.
And pulling a fucking destroyer out of the sky?
No. It ended the second one? No, it ended if you sacrifice yourself for what's-her-name. One of the pilot that you end up getting in the first one.
Mm. Whatever, I remember hating it anyways.
I didn't hate
fucking
it.
Second game with it.
I loved it.
The endings were what pissed me off. It was a fun game up until it ended, and I was like, wow, this is the stupidest way you could have done this. Thanks.
Xbox One dropped another exclusive. It was Ion. Apparently it was supposed to be some sort of MMO. I remember seeing the video for it at the like 2015 E3. But literally didn't hear anything about it from there. So not really a loss for me personally. Like, as far as I'm aware, nobody really had any kind of details on what it actually truly was.
I remember hearing about it and thinking, oh yeah, cool, an MMO on a console. I'm not playing it. Because MMOs on consoles never tend to do well anyways. Like,
man, I tried to do, I think it was Neverwinter or something like that, and it lagged out so fucking bad. Like, it was worse than my old school days of playing fucking WoW.
Yeah.
On my old ass computer.
Damn. It's just something about the controls never ports over well. The only one that I've heard has been handled well was Final Fantasy XIV. Apparently that handles very well, and I mean, part of me wants to play, but then the other part of me realizes that I can't play MMOs ever.
Right.
Because then I won't go outside, and I have bills to pay, so.
Yes, ESO actually wasn't done too bad as far as controls go, but it just didn't have enough to keep me wanting to own the game, so.
I heard they also had a lot of server issues, so that's another reason I never picked it up.
Not when I was playing, but, you know, I played, I think, 2 months after it came out.
It was bad.
And half of them couldn't log.
Well, I mean, hell, it got pushed back, like 7 fucking times?
My friends told me they went and picked it up, and I was like, bullshit, I want a picture of the case in your hand.
Like, I don't know how many times we had people come up and say, is ESO's out today, right? I'm like, no, it got pushed back.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. They would do quick pushbacks, too. It would be like a week away.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, give us another 2 months. Like,
what?
But it is a little disconcerting to see Xbox drop yet another exclusive. Because Scalebound.
I was going to say, can we trade Ion for Scalebound?
Right.
Ion goes away and Scalebound.
Ion, like, is gone away, right?
Yeah,
that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
You want Scalebound now.
Ion is going away. Let's bring Scalebound back.
I don't know. I just,
like, I've listened to some of the comments from, like, the creators of Scalebound, and they're like, you know, we're disappointed it went this way. You know, we hope to not let you down. Yeah, you know, it's Platinum Games. And we're looking forward to our releases and stuff like that. And I'm like, so nothing really still elaborated on any of this. So, like, right. I want to see that still be used. Much like I want to see the stuff from Prey 2 be used.
Yeah.
Right? But that content's out in fucking the graveyard or limbo or wherever the fuck.
The ether.
Yeah. Nintendo's launch lineup is being called surprisingly strong. we all kind of think that's bullshit. You know, anytime you release Zelda, that's a strong release, but not a strong lineup. You know, if they had released Mario with it and, like, Smash, that would have been a strong lineup. That would have been a really good way to go with it, but...
Dude, that was funny. So I was in Best Buy the other day. I picked up a new router because what Comcast gives you is garbage. And me and the guy were talking. He's like, so did you get a Switch? I was like, no, I'm not paying $300 to play Zelda. And then he kept going on. He's like, oh, yeah, but it's got all these other games.
Like, no, okay. It doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Because A, what was it, 1-2 Switch? I was like, that's a tech demo that should have come with the game.
That's an app.
Yeah, I was like, every other game that has come out with so far, except for Zelda, has been shit. I was like, when it comes out with Pokemon and Fire Emblem...
I would play Bomberman, but I used to love the old Bombermans. So.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so two games.
But, I mean, even that's not a full price game. I think that's a $40 game.
Yeah, and I had to tell him, because I felt kind of bad, because you could tell he was one of those Nintendo fanboys, but I was just like, dude, okay, first off, I have huge hands. And the thing's tiny. Like,
you guys ever take pictures of it in your mitts?
No, we haven't done that.
I did.
Did you?
Because I was holding onto it, and I was just like...
Well, after seeing it and holding it in first person, like, I still have the itch. I want to play Zelda really fucking bad, right? However, I've got Mass Effect to kind of distract me from that.
And Horizon.
I finished up Horizon now, but yeah, I mean, that served as a dish. But the thing is, like, open world. It's like, they're all fucking more or less open world. I'm like, god damn it. There's, like, so much to fucking do. Like, I'm amazed that I managed to cram all of Horizon in this amount of time frame. Even with the jack shit that I do,
right
outside of cast and gaming, like, you know, I have plenty of time. But even so, like, games like that usually 400 plus hours easy.
I was gonna say I've got like 3 days I'll be able to finish this up because I've got tonight, part of tomorrow, Thursday when I come back from Nebraska, and then that weekend.
Yeah.
And then once Tuesday rolls around, I might as well just sell the rest of my PlayStation.
I was gonna say I'm gonna try to borrow from you while you're gone and see how much I can get done while you're gone.
I joked with Shane and I was like, oh, I beat it. I'm trading in. She goes, no, because she's playing it too.
Oh, is she?
And I'm like, I'm just kidding. I won't. I was like, no, I would get top dollar value for it right now.
Still go get $45 for it.
Yeah, right. Speaking of which, I invested into Nintendo before the Switch released. Right, so Nintendo paid for a game. Nice. I made like $60 off them.
Off their stocks?
Yeah. I was like, I ignored it. Well, I didn't ignore it. I didn't get it cleared in time for the Wii. So I was like, oh, do it with the Switch. Play with money a little bit. So I made $60. Nice. But,
You still have stocks in them or no?
No, no. Dude, they've been declining for like the past 3 days. I was like, fuck that. I'm putting it into...
Sell!
I'm putting it into EA. I'm expecting them to spike for mass effect. But,
He's going to do it now. He's going to be like, EA.
But yeah, after seeing it and holding it in person, I'm pretty sure that they're going to come out with like Switch XL.
It's a piece of
or
shit.
Something like yeah. that. You know, where it's like not a fucking 6-inch screen, but more like, you know, 9, 10, whatever.
That was the thing that was like, and nothing against Anderson. I don't understand Anderson's a Nintendo fanboy, but every time we said something, well, it's just not.
He's big on handheld
too, I get though. That, but not buying a Switch as a handheld, that's the thing for me.
No, and for me I would have to play it docked and have the pro controller, because there's just no way. Like, I don't know, maybe I could get away with the little,
I don't even want an XL thing, but unless it's an actual system, I probably won't buy it. I probably won't get a new Nintendo system.
I mean,
I will, maybe just a because Wii U. I gotta play Zelda.
I was gonna say I'll get it for Pokemon and Fire Emblem, because those are the games.
It would have to come back with some serious shit. From
you always wanted to see more or less on a console.
No, not even that. It's those are always the games that sold me on their handhelds.
Right.
And now that this is the direction their handhelds are going, I still want to play those games. So they're kind of forcing my hand here.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they still technically have like exclusive like Pokemon games just for handheld. Or if they're just going to kind of roll it into
being
available
gonna,
for the Switch as
I
well.
I thought they said they were already going to put it in the Switch.
I didn't see anything, but no. I don't keep track.
It would have to come out with like an actual hardcore Metroid for me to play it, to start thinking about getting one. And I know they said they were going to release a Nintendo 64 library and a GameCube library virtually.
Right.
That would do it, probably. It would have to be a pretty extensive fucking list. Or
well, I mean,
for the ultimate,
your entire you know, your catalog, just
yeah,
like you did,
but for the
kind of with the Wii,
yeah. But for the ultimate, it would have to come with like StarCraft Ghost for me to be like, yeah, but sorry, it's old. It's got to be something so it's got to be something that I want so fucking bad as a game that I would shell $300, and it's not even worth $300.
I guess that's another thing I brought up, because the two biggest things for me, obviously,
what did Vargo say? 160.
For
the Switch, he would pay it for?
I'd pay about $200.
I think that's what Anderson said.
Yeah, I kind of agree with him.
Yeah, I think when it was first being kind of released, or we were actually getting true information about it, you know, I still didn't see it being more than $200, $250 at most.
I said $250, I think it would be the most.
Yeah.
So. I mean, the biggest things for me, obviously, it doesn't have games that I want right now, because Zelda, it looks cool. You guys give me crap about it. I've never played one. The other thing is, for me, is I'm going to hold out, because I think you're right. I think they're going to put out an XL around Christmas time, if not sooner.
Christmas.
Because, you know, we're Americans.
I could see it coming out sooner.
I don't, just because they would nail the market down to the floor when it comes to games and handhelds, especially during Black Friday time, Christmas. I mean, I could see them just nailing it.
Well, here's the thing that I'm kind of hoping for, and I know it's a long shot, because Sony didn't really support the PSP or the Vita. I want to see Sony put out another handheld.
They won't.
I feel like, well,
I really don't think they will, though.
Think about it, though. Nintendo obviously botched this whole thing. It's not going as well as they wanted to.
Right.
So if Sony were to put out another handheld, hey, fuck, just put the Vita back out. Just update it a little bit.
Did they say anything about the sale? Has been the sales launch? Like, the sales from the sales launch been released?
They technically outsold the Wii, but supposedly that's really more or less just because they actually made more Switches than they did Wiis.
So, and I mean, we obviously sold out as well. When it first came out,
wasn't that partially done intentionally?
What? Could be. I could see
the Wii.
Yeah, I thought they created intentional shortages to.
I don't know if it was intentional or not.
It would make sense to me.
Unofficially intentional.
It would make sense to me. I mean, you consider their accessories that we were constantly sold out of, so it's always in demand.
Especially the GameCube adapters. Holy shit.
Even Amiibos. There was all kinds of shit that doesn't have a high volume production. Thus it's always fucking...
Yeah, you know, and people lost their shit when the Wii got rid of the GameCube controller adapters. Port on the top. Yeah. People lost their fucking mind. And then they released that... The port,
yeah.
The individual.
That was the hardest thing to even stop.
Oh yeah, we would have five and it'd be gone in like 10 minutes.
It's because everyone wanted it so that they could play Smash Brothers.
Yeah, or people had Wave Birds, like still had original Wave Birds from the original GameCube, and they were still using that as their pro controller, which is fucking smart.
I still love that commercial though.
Those Wave Birds are so goddamn expensive; it's unreal.
You remember the commercial for those?
Vaguely.
The dude taking the shit. He's got his head.
In all oh yeah. Bathroom. Nah, dude, those Wave Birds were so goddamn expensive. It was unreal. But
One of the things on the list that I didn't read to yet. Apparently, the Nintendo Switch should not be used with skins because apparently the plastic is porous enough that removing them causes surface damage.
I'd actually heard about this. Some people were putting skins on their Switches, and they, you know, didn't align it properly or whatever. They took it off and it ripped like a ton of the plastic off with it.
What?
So people were looking to get replacement controllers. I guess some people actually, I guess like they, I vaguely remember hearing about people drafting up like a lawsuit.
Holy
hell.
Because
there was no warning. I guess enough people are getting behind it too. Like, you know, especially because that's another thing that Nintendo has always done. They've always, you know, supported that kind of thing. At least since the Wii.
I get that, but...
Like, with the Wii, and then...
But damn. Hey.
That's either really shitty plastic, which is probably the case, or you're using fucking Gorilla Tape fucking skins.
Right? It's like Gorilla Glue. They're all, like just plastering it on there. It'll be fine.
Are you putting duct tape on your controllers? Like, what's going on? And, no, I guess it's just regular skins. It's just... crappy plastic.
No shit.
See, I never really got into doing
like
the skins.
Like, we're talking about, like, skinnets.
Yeah. Probably, yeah. Or the cheap ass.
The sticker ones. The ones that are stickers, that's fucking awesome.
I always avoided the skins just because at one point in time it actually affected your ability to trade it.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah,
but I got a white one that's a New York Mets skin on it, and I won't ever get rid of it.
Got a skin for my PS4 Pro, but it was that one that I sent the picture to you guys. It was the N7 PlayStation.
Well, I mean, that's simple enough, though, too.
Almost got that one. I'm still kicking it around. I can get it for, like, $20. I'm just like, but then I'd have to put, dust it off.
Of course, Loach has to get skins for his disc. Yeah, because it's coming up on the fucking cover, right? But yeah, no, the Nintendo Switch has too many issues for me right now. Like, not technical issues necessarily. Well, I mean, aside from the signal issues apparently it's having with the controllers, which we've already talked about last week, but between that, the upscaling issues...
The upscaling issues are fucking god-awful.
Yeah, which is a shame, because, like I said, if I got it, I'm playing it on the TV, I'm not going to do it as a handheld.
Right.
Not unless I'm, going to go take a shit for a while. And
3 hours, at least you'd be all right.
I was actually thinking about that the other day. I was like, you know, a 3-hour battery, that's more than enough time to go play a game and take a shit at the same time.
Yeah,
it's stupid.
But I'm not wrong.
No, you're not.
It's still not terribly powerful. You know, it's equal to like some iPads, I guess, that are coming out.
This supports my stance on everything. You don't buy a console for the first 6 months that it's out,
or the first year.
Potentially the first year. Sony, I tend to wait at least a year. But
I waited a year, 2 years.
I got burned on my PS2 because it had the misaligned laser.
With the DVD problems too. Yeah. It'll read DVDs. No, actually, it won't.
I don't think I got my PS2 brand new. Like I think I got it a few months out.
I got mine about a year after.
I got my first one for Christmas the year they came out, and then I waited for the laser to die, and then I went and picked up a Slim, and it worked. Fuck it. If I still had it, I guarantee you that PS2 Slim would still work.
Oh, that's what it was. I actually did. I bought the regular PS2 when it first came out. I didn't have any issues, surprisingly enough, with it. I think eventually it did kind of crap out eventually.
Yeah.
Either that or I wanted to go to the Slim. And that one, you know, wasn't a big issue either. But, like, Nintendo, I've never had an issue with, like, a launch day release. I mean, granted, I didn't get the Wii U, but, like, Wii, Nintendo 64, GameCube.
The only time I ever...
Actually, GameCube I didn't get right off the bat because I had a friend that had it.
See, this is one of those conversations I really can't weigh in on. I've never owned a Nintendo console.
Nintendo's actually known for pretty solid make.
Well, and that's the funny thing is because I remember up until at least the Wii U, every console they put out worked right out of the box, and nobody had issues. You know, obviously there's like the 1 or 2% failure rate that everything comes with,
yeah.
But
yeah, they forgot to attach a button.
Yeah.
Why isn't my shit turning on?
You know, outside of that, you don't hear about it too much until you know the Switch comes out and this thing's. Shit, apparently.
I mean, we all kind of suspected it wasn't going to be anywhere near as powerful as what they were kind of trying to boast it to be.
Oh yeah, when they were also, I still like the guy who was in line. Oh, can't wait for a 4K. That's cute. You think it's got 4K?
What happened with this system? Unless they completely revamp it, but if they do make an XL, it can give them a chance to put a larger battery life, larger memory storage.
And that's actually the biggest reason I'm going to hold out for that, because I guarantee you it's going to have a bigger battery, and it's going to have a bigger
screen,
memory slot.
Yeah.
Or just put a fucking hard
drive. Maybe a better processor in it so it doesn't have to upscale so much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's another reason I'm holding out.
You're wrong.
Doing better
handheld,
games.
Handheld looks beautiful. Right,
oh, yeah.
But
it looks great.
I'm not getting it for a handheld. So.
That's the thing.
For 3 fucking hours
yeah.
only.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
It defeats everything. If I went on a trip, I would have to take a fucking docking station for me.
Or a car charger.
Yeah, just kidding.
Oh, was it a car? Was there a car charger?
I'm sure there probably is.
I was going to say, if they're not making
it, I'm just saying,
it
just defeats the whole fucking
part.
It just, to me, it defeats. Okay. It's a Sega fucking, it's a Sega Game Gear. Remember those? You put four, you put, what, 8 batteries in that motherfucker and it died two.
You got 2 hours.
Or 2 hours, maybe. And remember how fucking awesome it was when you saw that full battery life on there? You're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be rocking for an hour and a half.
You play about 4 downs of football on it because that was the only game that ran properly.
That and Terminator? That and the rail shooter?
WWE.
Yeah. Kind of, my brother
has the Ultimate Warrior throwing people out of there.
Yeah. My brother had the Terminator 2 Judgment Day rail shooter. On that thing, dude, play the shit out of
it. The one that's still in arcades today.
Yeah. And, dude, that would suck the fucking life out of that thing.
I remember I was pissed because Sonic didn't work. My cousin got one.
Really?
Yeah.
Sonic worked on ours.
Maybe my cousin just got a busted one because I remember he got it for Christmas and we all, like,
see, my brother had
we'd all hand it off and that was the only game that didn't work properly.
See, the funny thing is like, everybody, like, I bought home systems. My brother always bought the handhelds. So he had a Game Boy Color, and a Sega Game Gear. And I would take it from him and play it all the time. But I remember fucking the Game Boy, and it had, it took like 4 double A's.
The original
Game
Boy?
Yeah, and that thing would last quite a while.
You left the spacers in.
That's right. I forgot about that. The fucking spacers.
Yeah.
But it had,
fake batteries.
Yeah. The 4 double A's, and then it would suck ass to play it at night. Because I remember sitting in the back seat of the car when we were on a road trip. You would have to play it by the window because every time when you passed a fucking
street light,
you knew what the fuck you were doing. So you got good at memorizing shit.
Yeah, I was going to say at night it wasn't so much of it. Like playing it in the middle of the fucking day was nearly impossible. Like unless you were inside.
Yeah. But then my brother bought that the magnifying glass with the lights on it so we could play it at night.
Yeah, what is it? You didn't get good screen resolution until the Game Boy Color. Otherwise, you had to be in perfect lighting conditions.
Dude, I just remember sitting there like this going...
My battery flap was loose, so if I didn't hold it properly, it would just turn off. So, like, I'd be in the middle of a fucking game.
Ah, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, no!
And you slip, and it's just like, oh,
it's like,
fuck.
Be halfway through, like, Mario or some shit.
Contra. We had Contra, and we had Castlevania.
Do a good run on Skate or Die.
It still makes me laugh.
Paperboy.
Everybody had these problems with it. But they have one in a museum somewhere from the first Gulf War.
It's at the Smithsonian.
Nuked and it's still, or not nuked. It's like, I forget what it got hit with, but like the outside casing is all melted.
Mortar around.
Still works.
Yeah, it's in the Smithsonian.
You tap the back of it, like the battery case, hard enough, and it'll knock one of them loose. But you can light that one on fire and it still works.
That's fucking badass.
Going back to Sega, Apparently, Sega. Somehow they acquired Crytek Black Sea and added it to the ranks of Creative Assembly, most notably known for Alien Isolation, Total War, and Halo Wars 2.
Interesting.
I didn't even know Sega had any, like,
they own
power to, like, purchase anything.
Yeah, they own the rights to make Alien games.
I was going
to
say, I know...
They own the property rights, right?
The only reason I know that they still do this is because I just bought Warhammer Total War.
Yeah.
And the one thing everybody bitched about was that they microtransaction... like, there's,
the
like...
fucking dick out of it.
Well, that's the thing with those games, is there's, like, a million different races that you can play, and they sold the game with, like, five. And then they sell the rest to you later... Which I fucking love these games.
Interesting.
So I of course paid for them. I also got the game on Humble Bundle for $12. So I guess I can pay $30 for
good old DLC. Humble Bundles.
But everybody was bitching about it, so that's why I know. I guess Sega's known for trying to get their microtransaction money.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but Sega owns the right. They own the property rights to make Alien games.
So maybe
if I remember that,
get a good Colonial Marine.
Well, they owned it during Colonial Marine.
Maybe they can try again, and we can get a game that isn't a big flaming bag of dog shit.
I bought that game anyway, just because. Remember, it came with that fucking collector's edition, yeah. And I bought it for $12.
I played it with a friend of mine.
That was worth a statue, right?
Alien fan, so I was like, yeah, sure, I'll play it with you. I was like, there's no way in hell I'd ever buy this.
Yeah, that game was garbage.
I just wanted to run around with
the clipping for like was horrific.
Dude, Justin promoted the fuck out of that game, like badgered everybody to pre-order it and everything.
Oh, I bet he
and
had
then
hate.
He got so much shit for it, like following the release. Like, why did you tell me to buy this? It sucks so bad.
The hate.
I just wanted to run around with the smart gun for like 5 minutes. That's all I wanted.
Unless there's anything else, that's about it for gaming news.
Really?
Yeah. Outlast 2 is announced to be coming out in April, which is kind of a quick notice on when it's going to be released. I never even fully went through the first one. Of course, horror suspense games really not my bag.
I like
seeing
Outlast.
Shayna play them because I like seeing her lose her shit. But beyond that, there is... plenty of movie news, apparently.
There was a ton of movie trailers. There was like three that dropped yesterday.
Apparently, James Cameron has decided to make all four Avatar sequels at once, much like Lord of the Rings.
Jesus. So we'll see that in like the next millennia.
My problem with that is Lord of the Rings had books to back it up. Like a legitimately established series.
So what happens when they don't know what to do with Avatar?
He's already written these stories out, though, and like I guess people have posted like vague outlines of where the story's going.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. There's a difference between having your own material for it and having something that you know is loved and already known. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Granted, that opens you up for chances of fucking shit up too, because then people go in with preconceived notions about how something should be.
Like a lot of my friends when we went to go see Lord of the Rings were really pissed at those movies.
Why?
Because one of my friends, I swear to God, that was like the only books he ever read.
Okay.
I never read The Hobbit a long time ago.
I never read any of them.
I still to this day I can appreciate
I can't read them.
The source material, but I don't like Tolkien's writing style. It's you get into three pages of him describing, like, trees, and I'm just like, okay, they're fucking pretty trees.
This leaf.
The thing I was going to say was, I guess people have gotten, like, an outline of what he's going to do, and I guess the story's actually going to be really cool.
Yeah, I mean, the first one is fucking amazing. I saw that movie so many fucking times. It's one of the few movies that I actually went back and saw in theaters when they re-released it. Because it's just one of the prettiest fucking 3D movies of all time.
I must be the only one who really thinks it was just okay.
I liked it. It was pretty. The story, it was Dances with Wolves.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was so fucking Dances with Wolves. Like,
in the grand scheme of things,
shit.
How often do we get any original real stories
anymore? I get that. No, I get that.
When you can sit there and call the movie, like, almost shot for shot what's going to happen based on...
I feel that way with, like, 90% of the fucking shit
that's
I watch.
True.
So do I. Don't even get
it's pretty rare I get thrown a curveball in anywhere.
Yeah.
John Wick. John Wick was the last movie I thought was pretty original.
It's an action movie. I don't really...
Even then, there wasn't a whole lot of story to follow.
I don't know.
Russian gangsters kill his dog. He kills...
everyone. The planet.
But, I mean, it's financially, it's probably a sound decision to do, knock it all out at once. That way, it's all set and it's already bankrolled.
And especially, yeah, and then just release it every 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, and especially because everybody knows, oh, it's Avatar. This is going to make a dick load of money like the first one did.
I just didn't get into it.
I'm hoping it's going to be as good, you know, if not better. But, I mean, they didn't exactly leave the first one off that it needed to be expanded on. I'm glad they are, but
I know it wouldn't make for 5 more sequels, but I'm kind of hoping that the next one's going to take place in, like, 30 years, and all the army or whoever that military force was supposed to be is just going to push a big rock into the planet.
Just fuck your tree! Your gigantic tree. Is
the Na'vi are going to go back to Earth and inhabit human meat suits.
Like it.
We're tired of being so goddamn gigantic.
Oh, they're going to start in Boulder?
Could you imagine that? It's, I'm so tiny.
We got to find the most peaceful place. Boulder, Colorado. That's hippie enough.
I don't have to eat 80 pounds of food in a day.
I just couldn't get into it, man. It was just too much, like...
The thing that made
save the rainforest.
Was the people that went and saw the movies and got really depressed afterwards.
Why?
Do you remember reading about that? Like,
no.
It was this whole thing that people felt so connected to the...
Oh, you've gotta be fucking kidding
me. It's a thing. Go look it up. It's funny. Like, apparently people actually killed themselves after seeing this movie.
What?!
Am I the only one that remembers?
Yeah, apparently. I don't remember hearing about
any
of this.
At least crippled?
I'll never be able to walk again. But I mean, he did. Fuck this.
Or mentally.
Yes.
Did you see what they did to the tree? That's our planet.
No, apparently people saw this and they got so depressed because it wasn't real. And
what
it was called.
How much fucking acid were they on? They're tripping shrooms and shit. Nah, man, let's go see this.
But yeah, I
it'll
think
be real.
I think it's an interesting choice for something that doesn't really have
that grand,
a lot of premise backing it.
Well, it's not even that, yeah. But that grand, though. I mean, that's a grand scale of a fucking movie. What, the original unaltered cut was like 3 hours or I don't remember. Some ridiculous time
frame. It was long, but it wasn't like Lord of the Rings directors.
Which is like 4 or 5 hours.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Do you want to sit on a movie and watch it for 4.5 hours?
Yes,
and shit yourself?
I used to give my a friend of mine shit all the time because one of his favorite movies of all time was Kingdom of Heaven. Great movie.
Long
right?
ass.
Director's cut?
Fuck.
Like 6 hours fucking movie, basically.
What?
Seriously?
You're not even fucking joking.
It was 6 hours?
It was long as fuck.
Don't get me wrong. I liked that movie. It was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
One was good.
Yeah.
I think
I've seen
I vaguely
it like
remember
4 or 5 fucking times. And
Six hours?
I think 4 out of those 5 were the director's cut. It's a lot of fucking time of your life.
I feel like
that's half your day.
Metal for that. Right.
That's like, well, that's like the people who go see, what is it, every time when an Avengers movie or a Marvel movie drops, they have, or actually,
oh,
just
the
Avenger.
The marathons.
And they do the marathons, yeah. And we're up to like, what, 13 movies? And they're like, man, I can't wait for the next marathon. I was like, why? So you can live at a theater and pay rent for like the next week?
I was going to say, wasn't the last marathon like...
It was up in Denver only. It was one theater. It was one theater, I think. It was only in Denver. And it was all... It was every movie. And then the final movie was the new... the Last Avenger movie. Not Civil War, but the actual Last Avenger movie.
Okay.
So you got to figure what? There's 5 in Phase 1 alone, which is Captain America... Both the first 2 Iron Man.
Still, and you're looking two and a half hours a piece.
Yeah, easy. But so you're looking at least 12 to 14 hours.
Yeah,
and people were like lining the fuck. Dude, you got a medal. You literally got a fucking medal. I'm not kidding. It had like Iron Man or Thor on it or some shit. You got a medal and like a certificate and shit. And remember the movie? What is it? What was it? Faces
marathon.
Of Death.
I can sit down for mine.
Yeah. Remember like Faces of Death where you got a certificate for sitting through that shit back in the day? They were doing that for the fucking Avengers. Dude, I can't do that. I'm sorry. I love those movies.
My ass
I have a hard...
go numb after like two hours, 2:15.
It's like they were talking about doing it for Star Wars. They're talking about doing it for Star Wars when the next one drops. They're having a marathon. I was like, I would go for the first original 3 and then just walk right the fuck out.
Don't get me wrong. I love the Marvel movies. I got bored like 3/4 of the way into Civil War.
Really?
My attention span.
I love that movie.
It kind of slows down around that time.
That's the thing, is I love that movie. It's great, but my first time watching it, that like three quarters of the way through, I'm like, there's still more.
Deadpool is apparently going to wind up in the X-Force movie.
If there's an X-Force
did they
movie?
Even solidify who's going to be playing Cable yet? Because
it's not that. I think it was Logan. I haven't seen Logan yet, and apparently all this X-Force talk is coming from Logan.
Well, I don't know,
because of X-23 and all.
Yeah, supposedly it was confirmed or whatever, but...
yeah, that's what I keep hearing. I heard it was... Okay, so you heard it was confirmed? See, I heard supposedly. It was still a rumor.
Yeah, I remember this
I did see
Vargas
the,
list.
I did so. See the 2 to 3 minute, what is it, snip of Deadpool from the beginning of Logan. It's
fucking great,
fucking hysterical. When he's trying to change in the phone booth, yeah. And it has a Superman theme playing, and he's fan.
Not on my watch.
I love it when he's all Stan Lee, nice outfit. Zip it, Stan Lee.
If it was Logan, it had already been done. It's just jeans and a wife beater.
When he's all laying on the dead guy eating his ice cream that he just bought.
But he has been, Ryan Reynolds has been on top of just campaigning the fuck out of it again, like Deadpool, all kinds of Twitter campaigns and
really
like just all kinds
of. We're gonna get another great viral campaign.
Oh, I imagine it's already started. You know, like
when's that movie supposed to be slated out?
I don't know. I don't think there was an official release.
I'm gonna go home.
I think they're trying
now.
To push for it this year.
Are they?
I think so.
That's a hard push. Unless that movie's been in the works and we just haven't known about it.
Well, it's Ryan Reynolds. I'm pretty sure this is the only thing he's cared about working on, probably.
Yeah.
Since the
well,
movie,
I did see the poster where he's making fun of one of his own movies, and that was Buried. But it's Deadpool in the casket, and he's got all these like fucking. He's got his phone and all the shit in there.
The the text between superheroes bit on Facebook that I ever see every now and then. They did a bit between him texting Hugh Jackman.
Oh Jesus!
And he's like, it's, you know, sucks to see you go. He's like, but now that you're free, I'm holding auditions for Cable. Right? And Hugh Jackman goes, well, I'm really looking to do a musical next time. He's like, we can do it. You know, I love it. Les Miserables, Deadpool 2.
There's a lot of good Deadpool shit. There's a lot of good trailers coming out. But
you know the thing that really pissed me off about that fucking teaser, though?
Which one?
The giant Firefly poster.
In the back, the two Firefly posters? Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you, Fox. Yep.
And then on the theater, it said Logan, like he was going to the movie.
Yeah.
No, seriously, though, it's gone from they won't acknowledge what they did to quick, we're sorry, and now they're fucking with
your
us.
Face. Like, it's every other month, it's usually like, oh, well, we're willing to do it so long as this and this
right,
happens.
But I heard,
he's thinking about
yeah.
it.
Right, but I heard there was a rumor that they were talking to Nathan Fillion about possibly starting it back up, and
Brian,
he said that
I get that,
but it was pretty recent where he was sitting there going,
I know exactly what
you know
about.
What I'm talking about, where
he
was sitting there,
it's
gotta
into
be,
it because I've read it several times over the span of since it was canceled.
Yeah. I'm really tired of getting my hopes up, so until I see a promo for Firefly, whatever the fuck they call it, continuation.
Well, Joss Whedon's not doing movies anymore. And it's the year of, what is it, this year is the 20th anniversary of Buffy.
Yeah, Joss Whedon is probably swimming in a giant pile of money.
Oh, yeah, after the Avenger movies.
Like Scrooge McDuck style.
Oh, yeah. But what I'm saying is that now that he has no time making movies, he's not making movies, go back to doing that. It's the 20th anniversary. I just feel like because of the 20th anniversary of Buffy, it's going to start kicking up a lot of shit.
Do you see this this new trailer popped up? It's for a movie called, I think it's Atomic Bombshell or Atomic Blonde or something
I've
like that.
I've seen the ad pop up, but it was really
it's Charlize big. Theron. It looks like some sort of action movie. I haven't like sat there in detail watching
the
it.
The only thing I've seen that was Charlize Theron. No, that was Scarlett Johansson. She's doing a comedy now, and it's like a... Bad Moms and Wedding, like the Bridesmaid kind of feel to it.
I don't know.
It's like a raunchy, dark comedy.
So speaking of Scarlett Johansson, I've discovered that I'm already pissed off at the new Ghost in the Shell movie.
Yeah.
And I will be seeing it. Because I know all of you guys are going to see it. And because they've already fucked up, it's already way off the source material.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Did they say it wasn't going to follow anyways?
No.
Because I thought they came out like a month ago and said something like that.
They, as far as I know, I mean, they very well could have.
Because I thought they came out with it after the whole accusation of whitewashing the character.
Yeah, I don't know. But
that's what, yeah, that's true too. I remember they had a big fuss about that her she's not Asian. Yeah.
Which is funny because they could have left that alone and it actually still would have fit with the source material.
Fair enough.
Basically, they could have said, fuck you, watch the movie, and it would have made sense.
Right.
But yeah, seeing the newest trailers, I'm like, oh, cool. So this is kind of like Starship Troopers, the book versus the movie. They share a name, and that's about it.
Oh, I know. It's Scarlett Johansson. She's running around in a bodysuit.
Which is why I will be seeing it.
Looks like she's naked most of the time. So, man, I will be going with tape on my leg.
all right. Thad Castle. Do you guys tape yours up or down?
So this trailer, this Atomic Bombshell or whatever it's called, Charlize Theron. I love Charlize Theron, but the fight choreography in it looks fucking terrible.
I've never seen it.
It looks poorly executed. Like, I don't know if it's supposed to be based off of anything, but I kind of feel bad if it is,
because
it's just really, like, overblown and not believable.
I'll have to look it up. I haven't seen anything like that. The weirdest movie that I saw was a new one with Jason Momoa, and it's called The Bad Batch or something like that. And it looks like it takes place in, like, a fucking Mad Max type of world. It was on Philip DeFranco. Yeah. He put it on part of his, awesome stuff for the day.
I always watched it on my console, so I never seen any of that stuff.
No, he played part of the trailer.
Usually he doesn't play the
yeah videos. Well, not the actual trailer. Like, he'll talk about it, but he'll have the video playing. The only trailers I've seen was the new Fast and Furious, The Fate of the Furious. That looks fun. Charlize Theron controls cars like it was a fucking tsunami. Which was pretty weird. I like those movies, man. Those movies are just off the wall.
I'm so fucking done with those movies.
Really? Like
after, I love them. I think it was after 5. I couldn't fucking watch them anymore.
Watching that cube roll, and then when they go around the
giant safe,
and it just rolls.
Oh, the safe, way. Yeah.
I was done with it. Like, there is, and me and Vargo have gone round and round on this one, there is only so much that my brain will stay shut off for. And then normally it'll pop back on and
My thing is, it's the same fucking shit over and over. Like,
I don't know, man. Done. The Rock, they're on a glacier and The Rock's driving and he hangs out and pushes a torpedo with his hand to blow up other cars. I was like, sold. Cool. Done. Like, mindless fucking violence. I'm okay.
I may have to go to the theater shit-faced. That's the only way my brain...
I saw that trailer. What was
Ghost the other trailer? You can grab 2 beers? Three. It's not going to be enough, but
I'll sneak some in somehow.
It's enough to
The biggest news though was Thor Ragnarok. They released Entertainment Weekly. Yeah. I was really shocked about. I thought I was like, oh, maybe he just didn't put the wig on this time. Nope, that's how it is, and apparently that's how it is in the comics now.
I don't know.
Yeah, new Thor.
He doesn't have long hair.
I thought Thor was a woman now. I remember seeing that whole big.
Right.
Spiel, was it like a year ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
that was the same time when Cap died. And
every character's becoming a woman now, because what is it, the new Iron Man?
It's Pepper.
15-year-old black chick.
Oh, is it? I thought it was Pepper.
It's getting really received really well.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've heard, it sounds like a really... Because it's not so much that she's like, new Iron Man. It's Tony Stark is handing off everything to her. He's just like, oh, you're a genius. Yeah, here's my shit.
Yeah, I'm too old for this shit anymore.
That's actually what I heard it was, is... in the beginning of the new series, she does something with a piece of his tech, and he's like, oh, you're really fucking smart. I'm too old for this. Here's all my stuff.
Really?
How's fighting evil sound to you?
Which is funny, because they're still doing the whole, she's 15, so they're doing the balance high school with being a superhero.
So thing. Spider-Man.
I guess. I don't know. At first, I thought I was like, wow, they're making Iron Man a woman, too. That's weird. I guess it actually works out pretty well. Thor, I thought, was kind of a pointless change, but...
Thor Ragnarok looks good, though.
Yeah, like...
from what they've shown off.
I'm kind of curious to... Well, I mean, I guess they would have just wigged it. But I was going to say, maybe they just worked with him and like, yeah, go ahead and cut your hair.
Apparently,
since you're working on something else.
No, but apparently it's part of the comics now. He doesn't have long hair.
He just won't look very...
Thorish.
Norse god-esque.
No, you know what he looks like? He looks like a gladiator.
Like from American Gladiators?
No, I'm talking...
could be. Nitro!
I'm talking like Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
He looks like a Roman gladiator.
We'll see how it turns out. Like, you know, Thor's one of the more fun characters to me as far
Spartacus,
as...
Spartacus, kind of way.
Yeah, to watch. But, in other news, Anton Yelchin was in a short film called Rise a while back, and is now being turned into a full movie. I'm not even sure if I've seen that short. But I was moderately depressed watching the DreamWorks Trollhunters thing that he was a part of, because apparently he voiced the entire first season, and apparently it was like the last thing he worked on.
That sucks.
So I'm afraid to buy a Jeep because of him. I was like, I don't want to hear this now.
You laugh, but it's true. I'm scared to buy a Jeep because that was a big recall that they had on those Jeeps. What ended up killing him.
Yeah.
No, Thor Ragnarok, that, I remember seeing something about that, Vargo posting something about that.
Stephen King recently saw an early screening of the new It.
And apparently he was really excited.
He likes it, which, you know, I guess is pretty
rare still weird
for him.
I think it's still weird
like,
that Tim Curry is not.
My question is, when are we getting a new Maximum Overdrive?
See, I that one's so cheese dick. I don't really want it to be redone.
What? Come on, that was a great. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
I don't think you can beat that. Is like it was so
unless
perfect.
Emilio Estevez is in it.
I mean, the fucking turkey carver. You know, maybe, like, my fucking god, the electric knife. Maybe, oh my god,
Emilio
it's attacking
me.
Do what? Huh?
I said Emilio Estevez can play the truck.
Like the truck.
Yeah, the truck.
He does the voice of a truck.
No, he runs around and makes truck noises. Can you imagine that? All right, Emilio, what we need you to do is
just has a Mac fucking symbol on his chest.
No.
In a cardboard cutout.
They just tell him that they're going to do the mocap for it.
Mm. And don't.
Like, so what we need you to do is go out in this field and just run around in circles and just make truck noises, and then that's what they use. I want to see that now.
Apparently it's pretty rare for him to like the movie adaptations of his books, which I find slightly hard to believe since he tends to appear in all of them.
Well, aren't they still working on the Dark Tower?
Yeah. There was
still going to take a long time from what I've heard.
As far as I know, they're still there.
I was going to say,
they're
it wasn't,
like
it can't be that
production
long.
Or something like
yeah.
that.
Well, they've been working on that movie for a couple of years now, though.
Well, I mean, they only confirmed, Idris Elba, what, last year?
Did it?
I thought that was
a while ago, yeah.
I think it was only like 8 months or some shit like that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to say it was like midway last year.
No shit.
But I don't know. I have a terrible sense of time and memory, so.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah. But yeah, I kind of find it hard to believe that he would have such a rare time appreciating movie adaptations of his books, since, like I said, he appears in most of them. You know, I would think if you don't appreciate it, then you wouldn't appear in it.
It's fair.
But
cocaine is also a hell of a drug, so...
And so is money.
So is money.
Yeah.
Money talks, and it talks quick.
I mean...
At least so is coke.
Yeah.
I mean, I still love the made-for-TV Shining, you know, or, Storm of the Century.
Hmm.
You know.
The original, it terrified me as a kid. Pennywise was horrifying.
Clowns are just fucking annoying and terrifying in particular.
Yeah. No, I remember. Yeah, I remember that. That shit was freaky as fuck. Tim Curry did an amazing job.
The only thing that I was gonna say is I don't know if this made it into last week's podcast. I mentioned that the BattleTech beta was supposed to come out this week.
It didn't.
Or next week, actually, it was supposed to be on the 15th. They actually just posted something to people who kickstarted it, which I did, obviously. I heard they're making a BattleTech game, and I actually took my wallet out, threw it in my monitor, and then realized that's not going to put money into their pockets to give me their product.
Yeah, it doesn't really work like that, dude.
I still try it every once in a while.
That's good.
It's got the chip!
You want to know? You want to know what the definition of insanity is?
Trying the same thing over and over again,
expecting
different results.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I never lied about my message. Right. Anyways, they said the beta is going to be pushed into April, possibly May, and I guess the game itself is going to be pushed into like September for final release. Which they just moved their studio, and I guess something happened, like, I don't know, they turned corrupt the files back on and some files got corrupted somewhere.
Ugh.
Or they updated something and it just brought whatever code they had working. Just, they said in the update, brought the code to its knees, so they need to fix some shit. Which I'm okay with, because as long as the game works when I get it.
Brought the code to its knees.
Yeah.
That's never a good sign.
They said that they have a good chunk of it working again, but what's broken is really fucking broken.
Wow.
They said that they are still planning on putting the game out.
Sure, the programmers are thrilled.
Right?
Probably. They said they're still planning on putting it out. The guy, like the studio head, is, you know, still... he says he's willing to stand by his work, which is good because they also made the last Shadowrun games, which I also bought. They're fucking fantastic. So, I mean, I trust them. Shadowrun's another one of those IPs that I really like. They handled it well, so I feel like they'll handle Battletech very well. But, yeah, you guys don't get to hear me squeal about that for another couple months, so.
Squeal.
You laugh, but when it comes out, that's all I'm going to talk about for, like, a month.
Oh, no, I know. I know. I've already come to this.
So, outside of talking about how excited about Mass Effect I am, that's... Really, though, the music for that trailer is fucking stupid.
Well,
I don't got anything.
All right.
Thor was the biggest thing. I thought it was probably the best news.
I did think the new armor looks cool.
I don't know if that's... But see, here's the thing. I don't know if it's his armor or if it's going to be part of the whole... like Planet Hulk type feel, or because I know the Hulk's in it, and so is Doctor Strange and Tom Hiddleston, who plays Loki. He's in it. Same with who plays Odin.
Well, right now it's Tom Hiddleston.
Well, you know what I mean. But
Anthony Hopkins.
Thank you. He's in it. So I mean, and then the new baddie.
So is
Mara.
Does this mean Odin's done taking his nap?
I don't know.
As far as I'm aware, Odin's like... Because I'm trying to remember. It wasn't a...
So at the end
didn't he, like, poison him, basically? Like,
I don't remember.
Stay the fuck asleep?
Well, I remember he goes into the Odin sleep, as they call it, for I forget how many years at a time, and then he'll come back out and...
That's not how...
For a while.
But remember, Loki took, like... I don't know, sabotaged him somehow.
Yeah. Right, but Loki, at the end, Loki is actually the one sitting on the throne at the end of the movie, and he just transforms from
Odin
into that, right.
We're trying to figure out what...
I don't remember Odin going to sleep.
I can't imagine they'd pay him to... Okay, get a costume and lay in bed. And then we're going to film shit around you.
To keep continuity and the way Disney throws money around?
I was going to say, this is Disney.
Speaking of Disney, I know... So there's big rumors going around that the Episode 8 trailer will be launched at... I think it's in Orlando this year for Celebration. That's a big one that they're hitting on. So... I think they're going to do the same thing that they did in Anaheim when Episode 7 was coming out. They're going to have like the whole cast talking, shoot the shit, and then at the end they're going to be like,
"Hey,
by the way, you want to see
a
trailer?"
Ton of trailers.
You know,
I want one decent trailer.
I kind of want two. I want two like they did last time. It's the TV spots that they kept on releasing.
Oh my god!
That actually really started getting to the point where it's like, okay, I can't watch it.
And that's the thing with Star Wars, because I agree with Brian on this one, actually. I want the first one to get my attention.
The teaser.
And then the second, like, the actual trailer.
Because
obviously...
Because they didn't they only have two for Rogue One?
Well, teasers I don't have a problem with. Teasers don't really reveal anything if it's a legitimate teaser.
Right.
You know, one trailer, good.
Well, and that's the...
Didn't they do that with Rogue One?
Yeah, because they did, what was it, the teaser, and then the one big trailer, and then they put out, like, little teasers that would have, like...
They did some expansions on trailers.
I thought they might have done three trailers.
Release anyway,
so. Yeah, it was. It's just
still. I don't want to see it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I like what they did with Episode 7, though. You get the original trailer and then the second trailer, and that was it.
Yeah, that's right. It was the first teaser, which was the Millennium Falcon doing the barrel roll.
Yep.
And then the second one was the reveal of Han and Chewie at the end.
Yep.
And I think that was it. There might have been a third one.
Either way, I'm looking forward to it.
Actually,
Star Wars. People bitch about Episode 7 being
there was
a New Hope, shot for shot. I still liked it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, there was a third one. That's right, there was a third, because the third one started with the zoom-in of Rey's wearing the mask.
Yeah, that's right.
Doing her scavenging and shit like that. So there was a third. So yeah, if you stick it to three, I think the third one kind of rehashed a lot of what was in the first two trailers.
But I think that I think they need to, especially for Star Wars and even Marvel, because Marvel's getting dangerously close too, especially with what they're doing with Guardians of the Galaxy. I think they need to kind of cut back on how much they're releasing. The only one that I did not mind seeing a bunch of shit for was Deadpool. Because Deadpool's was so viral, and it was just, you didn't, you know, it was different. It wasn't really even a trailer. It was just the way they promoted the movie. It was literally a promotion of the movie. It was just him doing some...
just random PSA random bullshit.
Yeah, like, was it the testicular cancer in the breast?
Yeah.
Mammograms and shit like that. And he, oh, by the way, go see Deadpool.
Skin rug.
Yeah.
It's a love movie.
Or what was it? Or was it when he puts the pipe in his mouth and he couldn't do it, so it fell out anyway, and he was just like that? Yeah. You know, that was a great way of doing a movie. I really think a lot of movies like Guardians of the Galaxy could really benefit from something like that, especially it being a comedic movie.
And I'm actually surprised I've managed to avoid the trailer for that one, because I heard the next, like, the big trailer they did shows off half of the goddamn movie.
For what?
Yeah, I haven't seen anything Guardians. Beyond what they've already
done. The third trailer shows off quite a bit.
Yeah, I haven't
And at the end of it, a lot of people were fucking pissed.
I haven't seen anything beyond the first trailer where they showed off Baby Groot and Rocket talking
about... Oh, about I Am Groot.
So far, Groot. The only trailers I've seen that have ruined the movie for me is Life, and...
I still want to see it, though.
Alien Covenant.
Alien Covenant. Okay, so the reason why I'm not too hated on the Alien Covenant one, and I know why Vargo is, but I'm not, is that it makes it feel... I know it's not an alien movie per se. Like, you're not getting the original feeling from the original movie, like the original Alien movie. You're not going to get that kind of feel. And I don't think you ever could get that feel again. Honestly, that was kind of like what Star Wars was. It was that moment in a movie... time, like in a history. Because
what was the one that was technically before this? Was it Prometheus?
Yes, Prometheus. Yes,
and
yeah, that was a bag of shit from a lot of people.
I still like it.
I like it.
I still enjoyed it. I understand a lot of the fucking gripes with it.
Well, I mean, but
you talk to Vargo after. Talking to Vargo, absolutely.
No, we have. I have gone.
No, I'm agreeing with you. After, yeah,
I still enjoy the movie for what it was.
Yeah.
I understand everybody's anger, but I don't.
I can see why. Yeah, I can absolutely understand why Vargo got pissed.
This kind of feels like that meets Predators. That's what it's kind of feeling like.
I think it's going toward more the alien side. Like, I see what you're saying, but I think it's looking at it as the movie Aliens and the Alien franchise. I feel that they're finally getting back to where the original Aliens were kind of...
But, I mean, they're still bringing along Prometheus.
Yeah. No, they have to now. Yeah. I think even though the backlash of what Prometheus got, even though, like, you know, we all liked it and it was okay, and, you know, Vargo hates it, and, you know, that's fair. After what he read and what he thought the movie should have been and or was going to be, absolutely, I would have been pissed too. But I didn't read it before I went in. I think that's just something you can't ignore, unfortunately, with the new movie, because you have to acknowledge it. It's part of it. When Ridley Scott's a part of it and he's admitting, he comes out saying, okay, this is part of the universe. This is part of the Alien universe. You have to, whether it's good or bad, you have to kind of stand by it.
With an Alien movie, you could have just popped up Ridley Scott title and shot of the Alien.
Yeah, so Scott Free.
You could have done just that. And I'm like, all right, sold. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, no, that's I agree.
What I was thinking, because I watched that.
They showed way too much shit, in my opinion.
I think it did show too much of the alien, especially the alien on top of the ship.
Yeah.
That kind of, like, okay, it's going to be a lot of, there's going to be action in it. Yeah. I was more excited with the original teaser, because it felt, because it didn't seem like they were going to be on the planet as much. Like, it felt like it was going to be back to that way of the original Alien movie, where it was in space, no one can hear you scream kind of thing. And it's in corridors, and okay, we're trapped. What are we going
to
do now?
Have a nod to Paxton.
I hope so.
Well, they might actually go and put one in now.
They might put one in. I don't think it would be an actual nod. I think it will be like at the end, like they did with Anton Yelchin, because it was the movie.
At the end of the movie, just it's game over.
Yeah, oh, that'd be fucking amazing. But yeah, I think with movie trailers, like the way they were going, especially with Guardians right now, because yeah, the third one I was like, okay, that's a lot.
Which is weird, because Marvel's usually really good.
Yeah, Marvel's really good at holding their shit back, basically. Like, they're sitting there like, okay, we can't reveal. Like, Civil War. Civil War was really good. Like, they did not reveal a lot. The one thing that a lot of people were upset about was that they showed off Spider-Man. I know everybody already had the idea that Spider-Man was going to be in it, but I can see why people would be upset, because why show him off? We already know. Let it be a surprise.
I think the bigger issue was how Spider-Man looked.
I didn't mind it. I think his new suit looks cool. I think it has the black outline. I really wish the one that's in the new game
like pajamas.
Yeah, I agree. I really like, but like, I think the cool thing was is that I think the biggest thing is also is just that with the whole Spider-Man thing, I would rather see that new suit that they showed off in that game.
Oh yeah,
with that white outline.
That's a fucking badass.
That shit was hip as fuck. Yeah.
Is that game ever coming out?
Yeah, it's done being done by Insomniac.
Seeing, the release
I think we'll see something at E3.
I hope so.
And I think Anderson's kind of right on the fact that it'll probably be launched right around the movie. Probably. But I think that's still
up more business.
But that movie's coming out pretty soon, so I don't see that game coming out.
Although this is Marvel's Spider-Man movie,
all right?
Not Sony's, so they might not.
Oh, that's a good point.
So.
So, yeah, thanks for listening once again. I don't know how Vargo normally does it. I know how he does it when he's doing it, and then it reminds me. But follow us on Podbean. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on wherever we are at. Look us up.
Google us, bitches.
Google us. But, yeah, this is Loach.
This is Josiah.
Miles.
And this is Loach again. Keep on geeking on. I normally go last.
Today away, 'cause today will soon be gone, like yesterday is gone, like history is gone. The world keeps spinning on, you're going, going, gone, like summer break is gone, like Saturday is gone. Just try and prove me wrong and pretend like you're Sinatra, like Elvis and his mom, like Al Pacino's cash, nothing lasts in this life. My high school dreams are gone, my childhood sweets are gone. Life is a day that doesn't last for long. Life is more